Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. This is the premier show of The Holistic Entrepreneur on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I so appreciate you taking time out of your evening to spend a little bit of time with us here at the show. I want to spend some time today getting to know each other. I will also share what we're going to do in future shows in terms of the format in a little bit. But I want to make sure that you really understand what the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show is all about. So today, I want to share a bit about my journey. I've also created a Facebook page called Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio so that we can interact between the shows. Now that's where you can share a little bit about you. Of course, you can always connect with me at my main website, which is simply my name, BonnieGressel.com. Let me spell that for you. It's BonnieGressel.com. So on the Facebook page, feel free to post a bit about yourself, any comments that you have, questions, or challenges that you're facing. Just search for Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio, and you should find it. I plan to be really active on that page, and I hope to see you there. I will also post inspirational messages as well as provocative questions for you to respond to as we're all on this journey together. I put a link to the Holistic Entrepreneur Facebook page on my website at BonnieGressel.com as well. So you might be asking, now who is Bonnie Gressel? Well, I'm a holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, supporting other holistic-minded entrepreneurs and individuals share their message and their gifts with the world. So how do you know if you're holistic-minded? Well, to me, it's a philosophy. It's a way of being more than what you do for your work, exactly. You see the value of the mind, body, and spirit connection as one. You look at the whole person, their relationships with other people, with animals. I mean, really, everything has energy. Even rocks and stones have energy. So they may have relationships with rocks. I know I do. We look at community as holistic-minded individuals, not people as an isolated human being. Holistic brings all those pieces together and sees the person as one. It doesn't really matter what your credentials are. It's more about who you are, what your values and your beliefs are, who you are at your core. Now, you might be in the healing arts, in the health and wellness arena, or maybe you're a coach. I mean, there are lots of coaches out there, life coaches and health and wellness coaches, relationship coaches, business coaches. You may be a nutritionist or a body worker, a massage therapist, energy workers, or other therapists like psychologists or social workers. You might be another healthcare professional, like a chiropractor or a nurse practitioner like me. You know, I think there are more and more closet holistic practitioners, like physicians, coming out all the time. I see new websites coming up from holistic-minded physicians who are leaving their practice and starting something on their own so that they can truly be holistic. Now, you don't really have to be a practitioner of any type. You might be a radio host or a podcast host, or maybe you're an author or a blogger. It's really more about who you are inside than what you do for a living or your credentials. Now, for me, I love helping people turn their passion into a business they love. I'll share a little bit about my journey so that you have a sense of where I'm coming from. So about 10 years ago or so, I was at a point in my work life that I was a little less than happy. I was working as a nurse practitioner in a very large multi-specialty clinic in the Department of Neurology. and I dealt mostly with people who were in pain. I developed and ran the headache clinic there, and it wasn't long before I realized that pain takes on many different forms. I always say, pain is what it is, but suffering is optional. I wanted to do more to help my patients, spend more time with them, teach them how that they could help themselves. We all have self-healing abilities. And I found that to be true, whether we were dealing with migraine headaches, other forms of chronic physical pain, depression, or anxiety. It really didn't matter. There are so many people who suffer. There are so many faces to pain. And in my mind, now this is really getting global with this. In my mind, if you're not happy and truly enjoying your life, to me, that's pain. So there, think of the millions of people in pain. They're not in the job they want. They're not in the relationship they want. Maybe they're not the weight that they want to be. To me, how I look at it is those things are all pain. You know, a good friend said to me once when I was at this point in my life, we were out for lunch, and he said, Bonnie, you need to do what makes your heart sing. And I think about that so often. I think about that yet today. But you know, that him saying that to me at lunch in the restaurant that day, that's when I began my holistic entrepreneur journey. You know, I have additional training in integrative medicine and mind-body techniques and energy work beyond the traditional training that a nurse practitioner has, and I never got to use it in the clinic. When you only have 10 or 15 minutes to spend with a patient, it was hard to fit those things in, and I really didn't have time to do any teaching of any sort. I had learned that there was more to a person than just the traditional medical system could offer, and I wanted to create that for people. So my journey began as a holistic nurse practitioner. I decided to leave that large clinic and created a private practice, and that was back in 2005. I can't believe it's been 10 years already. When I left the clinic, I developed my own clinic called the Bridge to Health Integrative Healing Center, and that was my private practice. I had to be my authentic self. You know, I was a holistic practitioner, but I felt stifled by the confines of traditional Western medicine, where just about everyone got a prescription for some medication because really that's all there was time to do. Although there's certainly time that medication is absolutely necessary. I'm not saying that it's not, but there's so much more. And we could all learn to access our own healing system as well. So in my private practice, I was able to incorporate mind-body medicine, guided imagery, hypnosis, nutrition, and energy work with my patients, many of whom suffered from pain, be it physical or emotional pain. I did a lot of guided meditations and guided imagery with patients, and you know, several of them asked if they could have a recording of our session. So many people asked me about that, that eventually in 2007, I went to a studio and recorded 4 guided meditation audios. Now that was the old days where you had to go to a studio and sit in front of the big mic and record. And then I went back the next day to the studio and we mixed the music with it. And now you can do it in front of your computer. When we come back, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, I'm going to share with you the magical thing that I learned in creating these audios. It was just amazing. So stay tuned. This is Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And when we come back, you'll hear the rest of the story.
Do you dream of building a business in which you can share your expertise and gifts with others? A business that allows you to actively pursue your passion? If you're like most people, you've put that dream on the back burner because the mountain of details is just too overwhelming. Now you can join other holistic-minded practitioners in leveraging the entrepreneur coaching services of Bonnie Gressel. Moni shares your belief in the power of the mind-body-spirit connection, and she has experience in growing a business from the ground up. Whether your challenges are strategic, technological, or you want to create a platform that promotes your expert status, even by publishing a book, you can achieve your dream quicker with the help of Bonnie's individualized coaching. Contact Bonnie for a free, no-obligation consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BONNIEGROESSL.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You're back here with Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur. And we're talking about the magical things that I found out when I created these audios. It was simply amazing. And, you know, I mentioned I was there in sort of the old days in the studio and we mixed it. It was a fun experience. But then I had to send them off to be manufactured, to make them into CDs. So I sent them off to a manufacturing company, and about a week later, they contacted me on the phone and said, are you interested in purchasing the web package? And I had no idea what the web package was, but you know, when you're spending thousands of dollars on CDs, what's another $50, right? So I said, sure. So not knowing what it was, I had to, you know, I waited a couple of weeks, and then I found out. And that's where the surprise comes in. What they did was they took my physical CDs and they created digital downloads of them. But then the best part is they spread them all over the world. So every Tuesday, I still, you know, years later, get paid royalties from downloads all over the globe. Now, better yet, this is the exciting part to me. I could reach people everywhere. It was such an aha moment for me. I experienced the reach that I could have and how I could change people's lives that I would never meet. And that was just amazing to me. And you know what? You can do that too. I mean, this was such an eye-opener. It's true for you. The world is just out there looking for an answer to their problem, looking for an answer to their pain. And perhaps you have that answer. You know, it truly warms my heart to hear people from people all over the globe, you know, to read the reviews on Amazon's and get emails occasionally from people that I'm helping them to sleep better and enjoy their lives more and be able to relax and deal with stress. It's just, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like that feeling. And in 2009, I had another opportunity for some aha moments. In 2009, I was going along pretty well. I had built a very successful practice and I was really busy, maybe a bit too busy, but I was happy and I felt like I was making a difference in people's lives, the people that I saw in my office, and then the audios were out there helping people in the world. So on July 26th of that year, my husband and I were in a very serious car accident. And I suffered a pretty severe traumatic brain injury, which left me in a coma for a while, needing to sort of relearn everything, you know, how to walk, how to feed myself, how to get my brain to function again. You know, patience has never been my strongest suit. And maybe this was my lesson here. I certainly had the time to practice patience as I was trying to recover from my brain injury. Having to deal with that really taught me that lesson. And, you know, during that time, and this, I want to bring this point forward for you because it's not just my experience. This happens for all of us. During the time of my accident, a friend of mine started a Caring Bridge site. I'm not sure if you're familiar with what a Caring Bridge site is, but it's a website that people can go to. And my husband didn't have to spend so much time telling the story to 100 people and updating people every day because he could just put it out online and then they could see how the progress was coming with my rehabilitation. So many people were praying for me. So many people were sending me good thoughts. You know, you don't realize how many lives you touch until you have an experience like this. I consider this one of my blessings in this whole experience. You know, how we all touch people. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because know that you touch people too. People maybe that you don't even know, that you'll never even meet. Maybe it's somebody that you smiled at on the street. But we all touch people. So don't think you don't. And don't think you're not important. Because you are. So, you know, the accident was a tremendous learning experience for me in many, many ways. When you have a brain injury, I don't know if you know this, but when you have a brain injury, you have to like take your driver's test again and do all these things to prove that your brain is back to working capacity. So I did that. I took my driver's test and I went back to my office seeing patients in really a relatively short period of time, just a couple months. Now, I only saw one patient a day. I didn't write any prescriptions, and most of what I do is teaching and counseling anyway, so that was a pretty safe thing to do. But I tell you, it took me all day to do the notes from that one patient because it was all kinds of red on my screen, right? Everything was misspelled, words were wrong because my brain wasn't quite back. I was able to drive, but, you know, the fine tuning just wasn't there. I feel so blessed, and I know this might sound goofy, but I feel so blessed to have had an experience like this. There were so many lessons, and I'm so thankful that my husband and the kids who hit us weren't hurt bad. I mean, they were pretty much treated and released, and my brain came back. So really, I consider this to be the perfect accident. If there is such a thing, I think we had it. I got my brain back. No one else was hurt bad. But you know, the biggest gift to me was that it allowed me to experience the greatest challenges that I had ever faced and to prove to myself that I could overcome them. I had to rewire my brain, get back to my life, be productive again, and get back to generating some income because our family depended on it. It taught me I could do anything, and I appreciate everything, and I mean everything. When you have an experience like this, it allows you to think, you know, I did this. I could do anything. The confidence I gained from overcoming challenges was tremendous. But you know what? And this is the reason I'm sharing this with you today. Challenges don't have to be a physical issue, an accident, or an illness. Challenges can be things like overwhelm, not knowing where to start, not having enough time, dealing with financial issues. Fear of the unknown, fear of making a change, fear of jumping out there and doing your own thing, whether it's on a moonlighting basis or you take the big leap, like I did, and just go into a private practice or an entrepreneurship of whatever type. Fear is huge. It's not really very different than the challenges that I faced with the accident, when you think about it, because really, it's all about overcoming obstacles. Now, if you're listening to this show, you might have been able to relate to my feelings and experience when I was in that large clinic and feeling like, gosh, there must be something more, you know, rather than just going to a job and putting in my hours. I'm creating something the way I want to create it. I'm leaving my mark behind and making a difference. Maybe you have a desire to do your own thing. Now, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about that and what the show, The Holistic Entrepreneur, is going to bring you for that journey. This is Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who struggle to relax, sleep well, or even lose weight? Have you ever wondered why it's so hard? If you think your brain might have something to do with it, you're right. Now, you can learn how to access the powerful energy of the mind-body connection with the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, a 4-CD collection of guided meditations from holistic nurse practitioner Bonnie Gressel. You can use them all for yourself or split the individually wrapped CDs into gifts for friends and family. The Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set includes all of Bonnie's popular CDs, including Restful Sleep, Relax, Meditation for Busy People, and Weight Loss. To get your copy of the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, go to BonnieGressel.com and click on the Products tab. That's BonnieGressel.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You're back with Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm so glad you are joining us. And for those of you who are just joining us now, I'm sharing a little bit about my personal experience. You can always, you know, go back and listen to the archive on BBMGlobalRadioNetwork.com. But I want to continue sort of the story, but focus on you for a little bit. I want to know about your dream. What is your dream? Maybe you have a desire to do your own thing, to become a successful holistic entrepreneur. You know, to do what makes your heart sing. I know you can do it. In this show, The Holistic Entrepreneur, my goal is to bring you tools, strategies, and wisdom from other people who are on a similar path. The Holistic Entrepreneur Path. You'll hear about their challenges and how they overcame them. You'll hear about their journey, things that they learned along the way, tips for you, and things maybe to make your road a little bit easier. I'll also have guests that are experts in the steps along the way. So things from like time management to all the way to how to build a list in a community. Creating products. So there's so many things. As I'm sure you may have thought about, there's a bazillion things. So chunking those things down, having some experts on the show to give you some good advice, having people share their wisdom, the things that they learned along the way, I think will be really helpful for you. And please share what you would like to know about on the Facebook page that I created for you. Just go to Facebook and just search for Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio. I also put the link on my website, the BonnieGressel.com website. So if you share with me things that you really want to know, maybe things that you're stuck on, challenges that you have, put that in the Facebook group and I will do my best to find an expert to deal with that issue. You know, it's a journey. And my goal is to bring you what you need for your journey into the holistic entrepreneur world. Because, you know, you're not alone. When you're an entrepreneur, really of any type, very often you feel isolated. But know that you're not alone. And I want you to feel like you have a community here. On each show, I'll also share something that I kind of like to call success secrets. Things that we can do for ourselves. Things to avoid burnout. Things that we can do to take care of ourselves. You know, when we're busy and there's a lot of things to do, very often self-care kind of falls by the wayside. We'll talk about how not to be paralyzed by overwhelm. And there's so many ways that we get in our own way. So I will share with you success secrets, little tools, strategies that you can use to deal with those types of issues on every show as well. Above all, I think we have to believe in ourselves. Now, you're going to hear me say this a lot if you tune into the show very often, because that's one of my mantras. I think belief is the best gift that we can give ourselves. And so often we don't. It's that self-doubt, the imposter syndrome, as it's sometimes called. We have to believe that we can do anything. It's not easy necessarily to become a successful entrepreneur or really to become a successful anything. I mean, it's like writing a book. There are so many people who say, oh, yes, I should write a book someday, but they never do. So there are also people who say, I'm going to own my own business someday, or I'm going to be my own boss someday, but they never take that leap. Just doing that makes you one of the elite, because most people don't do that. So we'll talk about more about publishing a book and how important that is to the holistic entrepreneur journey a little bit later in the show. But I wanted to share a couple more pieces with you about my journey. After the accident, you know, I had a lot of opportunity to use the things that I had been using with my clients to recruit my own self-healing abilities. All the mind-body techniques, the energy medicine, as well as good self-care. Now, I had firsthand experience. It's such a gift. It's another gift, I think, that I received. I had firsthand experience about the true power of these strategies. And I had always believed, of course, that they worked with patients that I was working with or clients I was working with. But, you know, it's different when you get to experience it for yourself. It was such a blessing for me to know that it worked, and a blessing for me to know the science of neuroplasticity, because I certainly use that to the max. Neuroplasticity, for those of you who might not know, is sort of the rewiring of your brain, creating new pathways when something has been damaged, like in a traumatic brain injury. These new pathways or detours around the damage allows you to get the function back even though the injury is there. Now, people can also have damage or sort of this groove or this rut in their brain from repetitive thoughts. Feelings like depression, chronic pain, those can be very repetitive. That's all the person eventually can can feel or can think about. But you can rewire that by creating new pathways, which is the neuroplasticity, the new grooves, so to speak, to sort of rewire things and get them around the depression and around the chronic pain. It's a wonderful, I mean, it's just amazing. And now I know why I worked in neurology for so many years, was to learn the science of neuroplasticity, because I certainly used it to the max. And, you know, you can use it for anything, really. So after this experience, you know, the accident and all of that, I felt that there was a bigger purpose for me. You know, it was a miracle, really, to survive and to get my brain back. And I have always believed that there's a reason for everything. The doctors that I was seeing at the time really didn't expect me to do so well. They really didn't. And they tried to be nice about it, but yeah, they didn't think I would. Well, I'm not sure if it's the stubborn bohemian in me or that I wanted to prove them wrong or what it was, but I fought really hard to not let them be right, to get my brain back. So I got a second chance. I mean, it was more than just me at work here. It was God, the universe, whatever your belief system is. That was certainly a part of it. And that's what gave me the intuition, the gut feeling that there had to be something more. I mean, I was already in a private practice, you know, doing good work, had my audios out there in the world, but it had to be more than that. There must be something else. There must be a reason I'm still here and can function. So I wanted to reach the world in a bigger way. Now that's, you know, maybe you've had a feeling like that. Maybe there's, you know, some people call it their purpose in life. And some people say, oh, yes, this is my purpose in life. And some people say, I don't know what my purpose in life is. And you know what? I really take a simpler approach to this. And this is a Bonnieism again. But I believe if you are truly happy in enjoying what you do, your life, then your purpose will find you. So don't worry about searching for your purpose if you don't know what it is. It just feels good. It feels right. And there are no accidents. Now we're going to take another short break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that experience, kind of a personal experience that I had after the accident that I want to share with you today. So this is Bonnie Gressel at the Holistic Entrepreneur and the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you a little bit more of a personal story, even more personal than we've been. So we'll be right back.
Ever wonder how you could get a professionally produced ad like this made for your own product or business? Let the team at M&B Global Solutions create a surprisingly affordable audio or video marketing asset you can call your own. All you have to do is come up with a few bullet points, and the M&B team will do the rest. Use your ad on radio shows like this, your website, or wherever potential customers find you. To learn more, go to mmbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel and the Holistic Entrepreneur at the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Thank you so much for joining me back. You know, I said just before the break that there are no accidents, and I truly believe that. I often say kind of jokingly to people, even our car accident wasn't really an accident. I don't think it was. I think it was what I was meant to experience to lead me to who I've become today. And I appreciate everything now. I mean, I've always been a pretty positive person and practiced gratitude and things like that. But oh my goodness, I appreciate everything. And I mean everything. And nothing seems impossible. You know, I remember, and I probably always remember this. I remember the first time after the accident that I was home recovering, but the first time that I could stand up by myself in the shower. Oh my God. I didn't need a shower chair. I mean, I could stand by myself on my own two legs. It was just amazing. Now, how many times do we appreciate all those things that we can do? Even just simple breathing. There are some people who can't breathe. I mean, when I was on the ventilator, obviously I don't remember that, but there are people that I've, you know, known in my nursing practice and as a nurse practitioner that were on, you know, oxygen or a ventilator or who were dying of COPD, things like that. I mean, there are people who cannot breathe. So it's all of those little things that we seem to always take for granted. Don't feel guilty if you do. Everybody does. But when you have an experience that changes your life in such a way, it makes you appreciate everything. And maybe you've made it through something really difficult. You know, it doesn't have to be an accident necessarily or an illness. It could be a difficult difficulty in your work life or your personal life, then you know what I mean. Because that's difficult times, challenging times too. It doesn't have to come in a certain form. It allows you to believe. When you know that you've made it through something difficult, it allows you to believe in yourself and to say, I did this, so I can do anything. I'm not alone. There are many successful people today who look back at a time when they overcame adversity, challenges. I mean, just do a Google search. There are tons of things written about people out there. I mean, famous people, you know, Albert Einstein, Richard Branson, Oprah, Walt Disney, Harrison Ford. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. There are a lot of stories out there, so I'm certainly not alone. And maybe you have a story to share too. And if you would like to, please, if you're comfortable, share that on the Facebook page. I want this to be a community of support for one another. Now, here's something personal that I want to share with you. And I debated whether I should really talk about this on the radio because it's kind of, maybe some people might think it's kind of woo-woo, but you know, if you're listening to this show, then it's not going to be foreign to you, right? So I wanted to share with you my experience after I was home from the hospital, and it took me a while to get back to a practice of meditation. I had done that for many years. And in the beginning, I couldn't stay awake long enough for one thing, because your brain needs to heal, so you sleep all the time. But once I was able to be in a place to get back into my meditation practice and sit again, I sat in meditation, and then in that quiet space, I asked, why me? Why did I get better so fast? Why was I so blessed? And the answer that came to me from, you know, whatever your belief system is, God, the angels, the universe, your inner wisdom. But there was an answer. And the answer was, you had to prove it could be done. It still gets me all verklempt when I think about it, because that was such a powerful message for me. And the sense that I got when I heard that message was not just for me. I had to prove it can be done for other people. I needed to share that in a bigger way. So I had the sense that that's what my bigger purpose was to share that. And that's when I began another path of my life, of my holistic entrepreneur journey. And that's where I am today. I'm so thankful and so blessed for my journey and my recovery. And I feel my purpose is to reach more people with the message of believing in yourself. Belief, I know I said this before, but belief is the best gift that you can give yourself. And really, no one else can give that to you. You're the only one who can give it to yourself. Everyone can have or do or be anything they want in this life. Anything. We are only limited by our imagination. So I set out on a mission after I had this sort of, whatever you want to call it, the message, right? You had to prove it could be done. I set out on a mission to learn everything I could about becoming an expert, building credibility, marketing, successful business practices and strategies so that I could share that with others. Sort of train the trainer kind of thing. I needed to reach more people, and that was a great way to do it, to help other people reach yet another group of people. And I've always been kind of a nerd anyway, which might be why I got my brain back, actually. The neuropsychologist that I was seeing said, you know, it really helped that you like to study and that you're kind of a nerd, because I had some good pathways set in there already. But I've always been like that. And I've always liked to research things, break it down, chunk it down, make it doable and not so overwhelming for people. And that's really one of the things that I want to do with this show. So our guests at the Holistic Entrepreneur Show will share their experiences and their expertise as well. I'm going to chunk it down for you so that you don't get everything all at once, because that can be really overwhelming, as I'm sure you know. So I want to take a little segue and talk a little bit about publishing and how essential that is for the holistic entrepreneur, or really for any business person, any entrepreneur. Publishing is such an important piece of building your platform and seeing you. You know, you want people to see you as the expert at whatever it is you do. And your platform is platform is about visibility. You know, your platform is like if you go to Google and you search for your name or your business name, what comes up? You know, who knows you? Can people find you? It's kind of an interesting exercise to do. You might want to do this sometime. Every now and then I do this just to count up how many pages there are. But an interesting exercise to do is to go to Google or your favorite search engine and type in your name and see what comes up. Now, if the only thing really that comes up is maybe your Facebook page and how you did in a 5K race 3 years ago and what your time was, that's probably not great visibility, right? It's probably not a huge platform. So just see how other people see you out there. The reason I bring this up, this platform stuff, is because a book is a tremendous way, publishing way to really build your platform and be out there. And you know, you can't be everything to everyone. You have to have an audience. Now, we have to take another little break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk with you about the publishing a little bit more because it's kind of like overwhelming to people, and it doesn't have to be that way. This is Bonnie Gressel on the Holistic Entrepreneur at the BBM Global Network and on TuneIn Radio, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about publishing and the magic of that. You're listening to the Holistic Entrepreneur with Bonnie Gressel. I would love to get your feedback and discover the topics that you would like to hear about on the show. So please leave me a review or connect with me on Facebook by searching Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio. My mission is to provide valuable content so that you feel your time is well spent. Be sure to subscribe to the show and share this resource with others. Well, welcome back to the Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. You know, when we took a break a little bit ago, I was talking about publishing. And publishing can be huge to people and overwhelming to people, but it really doesn't have to be that way. I mean, things have really changed in the last 10, 20 years about the whole publishing piece. And, you know, it's huge in building your platform. It's about that visibility. And by the way, building your platform is something that really never stops. It doesn't get created overnight and it's kind of ongoing. But publishing a book gets you out there in a really big way. Now, my husband and I started a small publishing company called M&B Global Solutions. It's our family business. And one of the reasons we did this was we're both published authors and we've had experiences with, you know, traditional publishers, mid-tier publishers, and also self-publishing. And through all the experiences that we've had over the years and the things that we've learned, we thought, you know, there are some things we could probably do a little bit better in terms of being more support to the author and the marketing piece and things like that. So we started our company. And It's really been interesting. What we do is self-publishing hybrid, because it really sort of blends the best of the mid-tier publishing, traditional publishing, and also self-publishing in one. You know, my husband Mike has been a writer all his life, and he's the more technical writing expert. He's sort of the head of our editing team. And I spend more time probably through the coaching process helping people get their message out. Now, we publish certainly in all genres, but nonfiction is really our expertise. And my true passion is helping people to share their message. And many of those people actually are holistic entrepreneurs because they have a message to share. They have a gift to share with the world, with their community. Now, I mentioned before that I'll tie this into the whole holistic entrepreneur journey. So let me share a little bit about that with you. Publishing is so important. I mean, a quality book sets you apart. You know, we talked earlier in the show about setting yourself apart, you know, not being the same as everybody else. You don't want to be a cookie cutter because nobody's going to be able to distinguish you, you know, among the masses of people. But publishing a book sets you apart. You know, pretty much anyone today can have a website or a blog, but very few people will actually publish a book. That in and of itself sets you apart. The other thing, and this I think is even a bigger benefit, is having a book, publishing a book, can be repurposed into so many things for your business. It can be repurposed into products or services. And you can do it either way. You can turn your book into a business you love, or turn or use your book as a tool for a business that you already have. So if you're listening to the show today and maybe you're already on the holistic journey, the holistic entrepreneur journey, but maybe you don't have a book, you've got the other pieces in place, maybe you'll need a little bit more, you know, sort of boost in your platform, publishing might be the thing that you should look at next. You know, someone told me a long time ago, once you publish, your life will never be the same. And this is so true. I know I found this to be true. And some of the clients that we work with have also said that. When you publish and you're out there, you're online, you're on Amazon, you know, people can find you and they know who you are. They know what your message is. It opens so many doors. Speaking opportunities, you know, potential clients, people who want to work with you. Instead of you going to find people, they're finding you because they've seen that you've written a book. You're asked to be a guest on blogs and radio shows and other people's programs, telesummits and things like that, because you are seen as the expert. I think that is so valuable to the holistic entrepreneur. And there are, you know, many, many coaches out there. You want to set yourself apart. If you're a coach, you want to set yourself apart as doing this thing and being the expert at what you do. It's about building that platform. And it's also been said that the business card of today is a book. And again, I think that's very true. I know people who, instead of handing people their business cards, have, you know, like they bought a bunch of books and they hand people their book. I know people who do this. So as a side note, now this is just kind of a, I think it's kind of an interesting fact in my journey. My first book was published 2 years to the day of our accident. You know, you don't know exactly what day your book's going to be published, what day it's going to come out. It was 2 years to the day, July 26th. And I took that as a sign that, okay, I'm on the right path. I was meant to write this book. I'm meant to do, this is my path. So how do you know that you're, you know you may be holistic minded, but how do you know if you're ready to really become an entrepreneur? How do you know this is for you? Well, as I mentioned earlier, you know, someone who's holistic minded really looks at the whole person, the mind, body, spirit together. And it could be being a holistic entrepreneur on the side as a moonlighting type of thing, or as a whole career or your life's work. You know, when I was in grad school and as a nurse practitioner in that large clinic, we did assessments of the physical body, diagnosed and wrote up prescriptions, and, you know, it just wasn't me. I knew that there was more. And maybe this is you too. The emotional energies, the energy bodies. I mean, there's so much more than just the physical body. I don't believe that you can separate the mind from the body. And medicine, I think, is finally starting to look at that now, which is great. So as I mentioned earlier in the show, holistic is more a way of being, rather than what you do for a living, your credentials or who you are. You know, holistic practitioners can be in the healing arts or coaches, or they may art. Maybe they have a radio show or a blog or they're an author. I had one person contact me. She builds websites, but she does it from a holistic perspective. So really, it doesn't matter what you do. It's really more a way of being. That's that common element that holistic practitioners have, is that they value the wholeness, the mind, body, spirit. So maybe this is you, and that's why you're listening today. Now we're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the journey. And I have a little exercise to leave you with before we end the show today. So this is Bonnie Gressel and the Holistic Entrepreneur at the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And we will be right back to wrap things up and to give you a little homework. I'm kind of known as the homework queen. Be right back.
Hi, my name is Myra Fox, and I am a survivor. I am the founder of the Castle Lewis I Survived Foundation and the author of a series of books entitled I Survived a Murder Untold, which tells the story of my sister and I who were abandoned and left in the care of a woman who beat us repeatedly. Unfortunately, it resulted in the death of my sister, Casa Lewis, which is revealed in a page-to-page chilling story. After spending time in the foster care system, I've documented my suffering and my loss, and ultimately, my survival. I'm blessed to work daily in my community and surrounding areas to give back by helping others and feeding the homeless. I want to spread awareness of the dangers of abuse. You can purchase my books and contribute to the Casa Lewis I Survived Foundation by visiting www.casalewis.com, or you can call us at 540-999-8401. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back with Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur here on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. You know, I want to leave you with a little bit of homework, actually, as we end the show. But first, I want to recap what you're going to get in future episodes at The Holistic Entrepreneur, because I really want to make this valuable for you. So again, if you are so inclined, go to that Facebook page, Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio on Facebook, and just like the page, and then you'll be able to sort of be in the queue. But feel free to post on there. Post a little bit about yourself. Say hi. Introduce yourself. This is a community, and it's a community for all of you. And then if there are things that you would really like to have addressed in the show, you want me to find an expert to talk about a certain topic, please put that in there. It's a way that we can communicate in between the shows that occur once a week. So please do that. And you can always connect with me at my main website at bonniegressel.com. Let me spell that for you one more time. It's BonnieGressel.com. And I put the link to that Facebook page on there as well. So, you know, we were talking about maybe you are in a place in your life now where you're feeling like there must be something more for you. Or maybe you're already on your journey. You know, maybe you want to moonlight, or maybe you want to take the leap, you know, like I did, into entrepreneurship. No matter where you're on and in this journey, this show will provide you, you know, I'm giving you my sort of promise that this show will provide you with great content to help you make that road a little bit easier. The Holistic Entrepreneur Show will bring you tools and strategies for your journey ahead. Or maybe you're already on the journey and you can just use a little help or encouragement or support. There's that as well. You'll benefit from the wisdom and the experience from other people who are on a similar path. You'll hear about their challenges and how they overcame them. You'll learn about their little golden nuggets that they have to share with you to make your path a little bit easier. It's a journey, and my goal is to bring you what you need for your journey into the holistic entrepreneur world. You know, next week, I'm going to share some of the challenges that I had along my journey, some of the ahas and how I overcame them, and some tips and secrets for you to maybe make it a little bit easier for you. Because some people miss this big first step, and it's really, really important. So I'm going to share that with you on the show next week. But I wanted to leave you with some homework first. I said earlier in the show, like way earlier in the show, that I often use a little exercise called the miracle question to help people really define what they truly want. Because some people think they know what they want, and it isn't really what they truly, truly want. So the miracle question kind of goes like this. I want you to, and you don't have to do it now necessarily while we're on the show. You can take some time when you can reflect on this. But I want you to close your eyes if that's more comfortable for you. But take some time to really go deep and relax so that you can go to that inside place. Because we all have all the answers anyway. But you just need to get to those answers. So I want you to imagine that when you go to bed tonight, while you're asleep, unbeknownst to you, a miracle occurs. And when you wake up tomorrow morning, everything is different. Your life is the way you want it to be. Your miracle life. Your dream. I want you to imagine, what would that be like? And most importantly, how would you feel? If you want to share on the Facebook page what your experience was in doing this little exercise, I would love to hear from you. And it's been great sharing space with you, sharing time with you today. And this is Bonnie Gressel, the Holistic Entrepreneur on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And feel free to reach out to me at my website, which is simply my name. It's BonnieGressel.com. Let me spell that for you. It's BonnieGressel.com. And you can find my books and audios on Amazon. Just search my name. And you should be able to find all the stuff I have out there. So I would love to hear from you. And we'll do this again next week. Blessings, everyone.
This has been The Holistic Entrepreneur with host Bonnie Gressel. Tune in each week at this time to hear how Bonnie can help make your journey to entrepreneurship an inspiration. And like her on Facebook at Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio.